We spoke last week the basics of buses. What are the conditions in order to create a bus? It has to be something significant. It has to be there from before Shabbos. It has to be put there deliberately with intent for it to remain there, at least for Ben Hashmashos. Maybe the Kula has to have intent for the entire Shabbos. So today we're going to begin by discussing, is there such thing as a busis for part of Shabbos? What does that mean? It means that if I have a night table, I have a stand, I have a kli, and a non-Jew or a katan, or maybe even myself accidentally, places a muksa item. Well, it can't really be me doing it accidentally because it has to be placed deliberately. But if a non-Jew or a katan deliberately places a muksa item on top of a non-muksa base on Shabbos, so it's Shabbos afternoon, and maybe a Gentile knocks on the door. He found your wallet that you were missing, and he saw the address. He stopped by, and he puts it, and where can I put it? I'll just put it on this night table right here. So he puts it on an end table in your living room. And when he walks in, you know, you tell him, Jewish, I'm sorry, I can't deal with the wallet. He puts it down there. So it's placed deliberately on Shabbos. So, and then let's say it's removed. So what's the status of that base where the wallet was placed on Shabbos? Now, based on what we've learned, it shouldn't be a busis. Why should it not be a busis? Because in order to be a busis, it needs to have been placed there before Shabbos with the intent to stay there for at least Ben Hashmashos and maybe the entire Shabbos. So welcome, Simcha. We're talking about if a muksa item is placed by a Gentile, by a katan, deliberately on an object, on a busis, on something on Shabbos, so it does not turn that object into a busis. That halacha we know already. The question is, though, how do we look at the quote-unquote busis during the time that the muksa item is there? Meaning, what's unique about a busis is that once it's a busis, it's a busis. Even if the muksa item that was placed on your end table falls off or gets knocked off, the busis is still a busis. So let's take a classic example. If you have an end table and someone puts their wallet there with intent from the beginning of Shabbos in order for it to remain there on Shabbos, and then a little kid comes over and throws the wallet off of the end table, the end table is still a busis for the entire Shabbos. It cannot be moved for the entire Shabbos, even though the wallet's no longer there. We're now talking about where someone placed a wallet with intent on the table on Shabbos, so it doesn't create a busis because it wasn't there from before Shabbos. But what's the status while the muksa item is still on the end table? For sure, once it's knocked off the end table, you're going to be able to move the end table because it's not a busis. You can't create a busis mid-Shabbos. But what about while it's there? So this is a machlokas rishonim between Tosfos and the Baal HaMo'or. Tosfos writes, it's source 10 in the Makoto sheet, Tosfos writes that there is a concept called a temporary busis. Temporary busis in the sense that while the object is there, the end table can't be moved, you can't tilt it and knock the muksa off. If the muksa ends up getting removed, so it's not a busis, so it doesn't retain the status of a busis, because that's the unique chiddush of a busis, that it retains its status even when the muksa is not there. But there is such a thing as a temporary busis, and the temporary busis, it has a din of a busis while the object is there. So we have like a quasi or pseudo busis in halacha. That's the opinion of Tosfos. The Baal HaMo'or, Reb Zerachya Halevi, the great Rishon from Provence, so he argued with Tosfos, and he felt that if it's not a busis, it's not a busis. And even there's no such thing as a temporary busis. And once that muksa item is there, even though it's still sitting on my object, I'm able to move this quote-unquote busis. I mean, it's not a busis. I'm allowed to move this end table, even with the muksa there. Oh, I'm also going to be moving the muksa item. That's not a problem. Why? Because we've said many times that tiltul min atzad is mutter with sorech davar hamutter. So when I pick up the table, the end table, to move the end table to another part of the living room because I'm having guests and I need to rearrange the living room, I am moving the dover mux of the wallet that's sitting there, but the end table is not a busus. And the fact that by moving the end table, listen, I need to move the end table. I need to move the end table. That's why I'm moving it, for the tsorech of the davar mutter. The fact that that also ends up moving the wallet is not my problem. So this is the machlokas between Tosus and the Balam Or. Tosus holding there is such a thing as a temporary busus that can be created mid-Shabbos, and it retains the status of a busus just while the muksa item is still on it. And the view of the Balam Or that there's no such thing as a temporary busus. The halacha in this question is like the Balam Or. That's the standard halacha. It's quoted by the Magen Avram. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes it in source 12 on the source sheet. There's a bare halacha here in Shin Yud. If we need something in the book, if we want something in the book. So if you look at the bare halacha in Shin Yud on Siv Zayin, so he makes reference to the Shita. He makes reference to the Shita. So that is how we paskin. Now, even though we paskin like the Balam Or that does not create a busis, it's still better, the poskim write, to tilt the muksa off the base before moving the base. Let's say the end table. Still better to tilt it off if you can. But if that's not possible, so then you certainly are permitted to move the end table. Now, the Mishnah Brura has a slight chumrah in the sugya in order to accommodate or to at least be choshesh partially to the shita of Tosfos. So if you take a look in Shin Yud Lamed Zayin, Shin Yud Mishnah Brura Lamed Zayin, so the Mishnah Brura writes, here he's talking about how you can't create a busis ledavar hamutter and davar haaser on Shabbos itself. You have to do that when before Shabbos begins. So says the Mishnah Brura that if the iser is there, ratza lomar at ben hashmashos, al kein lo mahani anachas heter etzlo. At that point, once Shabbos begins, it doesn't help to add a mutter item to the busis. Once it's a busis ledavar haaser when Shabbos begins, it remains that way. Because even if the muksa item gets knocked off, gam kein aser, the busis remains aser. Since it was already muksa ben hashmashos. And here's the key line now. Aval im b'Shabbos hunachalav davar iser, if on Shabbos a davar iser was placed, hoil uben hashmashos lo iskatzoi. Since it ben hashmashos, it was not muksa. Habile muksa lechatzi Shabbos. It's like trying to create muksa in the middle of Shabbos. It's muksa lechatzi Shabbos. The kaim alon to ein muksa lechatzi Shabbos. And we hold that there's no such thing as muksa lechatzi Shabbos. Ella calls man, and here's the where he. So up until now, we just saw he was makel for the Balam Or. If the wallet is put on the end table on Shabbos, the end table does not become a busis. But look what he adds here. Ella calls man sheha iser munach alav aser betilto. But he's a little bit machmir. But while the object is still there, it still is going to be aser betilto. Sorry, that is the that's just straight up. That's the chumra of Tosfos. Calls man sheha iser munach alav. It's aser betilto. Al kein mutter laniach alav davar shel heter achash of yoser umetalto lakol. So excuse me. I didn't say it correctly. The Mishnah Brura is machmir in the following way. He quotes like Tosfos. He quotes that when you put it there, it certainly doesn't create a busis, but calls man that the iser is munach, it's aser betiltel. You're not allowed to move it. So it does create this quasi status. But here's where he's not completely luchumra, because he says, but I'll tell you a trick. I'll tell you what you can do. Since we're being machmir that we can create a busis ledavar aser on Shabbos, at least temporarily, we should also be able to create a busis ledavar haaser and mutter on Shabbos. So therefore, if someone put a wallet on your table on Shabbos, it creates a busis, calls man that the wallet is there. But if you come over and you take something that's very valuable, that's mutter, and you put it on the table with the wallet, so then you're able to create a busis ledavar haaser umutter on Shabbos, and that will then allow moving the table. Meaning, we don't normally allow you, that's how we began this Mishnah Brura, we don't normally allow you to matir up a busis by putting a davar mutter on it, right? What do I mean by that? If you have an end table, and you put your wallet there before Shabbos. So the end table is a bussus and it's muksa. You can't come along on Shabbos and put a davar mutter. You can't come along and put a salad on the end table and say, oh, now it's a bussus, a davar, usser, and mutter, because there's a salad there and there's a wallet, so I can move it. No, no, that only works if you do it before Shabbos to create it into a bussus, the davar, usser, and mutter. What the Mishnah Berurah here adds is that we're going to be machmir for Tosfos. We're going to say that if you put the wallet there on Shabbos, it becomes a bussus, not in the full sense of a bussus, because the full sense of a bussus means that even if the wallet ends up falling off, the bussus remains a bussus. We're not going that far. But cause man that the wallet is on the end table is muksa, it becomes a bussus. But while at the same time that we're being machmir, we will also be makel to allow that you can add a davar mutter, you can put the salad bowl on as well. So if the Gentile knocks on the door and he says, here, I have this wallet, let me put it someplace deliberately that I found. And you say, here, deliberately, you could put it on that end table. So he puts it down on the end table. So according to Tosos, which the Mishnah Berurah is machmir for, the table becomes muksa, calls on that wallet is still sitting there. Even though we don't normally create buses on Shabbos. But there's a temporary buses, calls on that it's there. Let's say you need to move the end table. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what you can do? And Tosos doesn't say this. You can put a salad bowl with the salad in it on the table as well. And therefore, just like the Gentile created into a buses l'davar aser, you'll be able to create it a buses l'davar aser and mutter, which will allow moving the end table. So that is the Mishnah Berurah being machmir for Tosfos, but not going as far as Tosfos. Tosfos would not allow that. At least we don't see that in Tosfos, but the Mishnah Berurah is mako. Okay, let's move on. Exhale, let's move on. Next case. A buses l'davar aser and mutter. So until now, we've really been discussing primarily a buses l'davar aser. What is a buses l'davar aser and mutter? So we've certainly made reference to it a bunch of times. Let's take a look at it inside. It's in Shin Yud in the Shulchan Aruch. Sifches. Shin Yud Sifches. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Kli sheyesh alav davar ha'aser v'davar ha'muter. If you have a kli that has on it a davar aser and a davar mutter, it has a wallet on it and a salad bowl. Mutter l'taltalo, you're allowed to move the end table. Kigon, he gives us a case. A machta, a fire pan. Sheyesh alav mibod yom, efer shemutter l'taltalo l'chatzos bo roko tzoa. Okay, really not our, you know, not so nogea for us nowadays, but you have some type of fire pan that has in it ashes, and those ashes are mutter on Shabbos because you use it to cover spit or to cover feces. Okay, just a very different lifestyle back then. V'yeshal gamkein shivrei eitzim, and it also has on there little pieces of wood, which have no purpose on Shabbos, which are aser b'tolto. So you're allowed to move the machta around exactly how it is. You can move the machta, why? Because davar ha'aser and a davar ha'mutter. Ukigon, but he adds in a very important stipulation. Shadavar hamutter, chashuv midavar ha'aser. As long as the davar hamutter is more chashuv than the davar ha'aser. Aval im davar ha'aser chashuv yoser, but if the davar ha'aser is more chashuv, so batel etzlo, it's batel, and it's aser letalto. Okay, we will talk about that detail in a second. Let's just first clarify a few things about a davar. So I guess the first thing we should point out is that we just see here the straight up halacha, a davar ha'aser, a davar ha'mutter is allowed you're allowed to move it around because it has a davar ha'aser and a davar ha'mutter on it. Now, if you flip back to Shin Tes, so in Shin Tes, Gimel, he has another case of a basis to davar ha'aser ha'mutter. This is in Shin Tes, Gimel. And he says like, Shin Tes, pause, Gimel. And he says like this, Kalkala Malaya Perus. You have a basket filled with fruits. The Evan Besocha. And you also, there's a stone in there as well. So this is, the bag is now a Basas, L'davar ha'aser, and Mutter, because it has in there the fruits, and it also has in there the stone. Now clearly the fruits are more valuable. Imhein peros retubim kigon te'enim va'anavim, if they're fruits that are moist, like dates, excuse me, like olive, like figs or grapes. So yitol osok kemoshi. So just carry the bag how it is. Why? Shim yinara peros mitocha yafsidu. Because if you start spilling out the fruits, it's going to ruin the fruits. Aval imim peros she'enam nifsadim. But if they're fruits that, like oranges, that you can very easily put on the floor and they won't get ruined, yinarim, you should dump them out with the stone and then pick up the fruits again. So what is the Shulchan Aruch telling us here? What the Shulchan Aruch is telling us here is that it's true that a basis l'davar ha'aser and mutter, you're allowed to move. But that's not ideal. What is ideal is to first shake off the iser and then only carry it with the heter on it. That's the ideal thing to do. If that's not possible, so then you are allowed to move the basis, which is a basis l'davar ha'aser, and l'davar ha'mutter. As we've pointed out many times, even if the davar ha'aser or the davar ha'mutter is removed on Shabbos, the basis, l'davar ha'aser ha'mutter, retains its status. So, famously, they used to always put the challahs on the table before Shabbos. Why did they put the challahs on the table before Shabbos? Because they used to put their Shabbos licht, they used to put their Shabbos candles on the Shabbos table. That would make the Shabbos table into a basis l'davar ha'aser. You wouldn't be able to move the table around on Shabbos. And back then it could be, you know, it's here in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people, they have just one living room that or salon, as they call it, salon, which doubles as both a living room and a dining room. So therefore you keep the table in the corner. When it's time for the meal, you move the table into the middle of the room, you eat your meal, and then you move the table out. So you can't move that table if your candles are on there. It's a basis l'davar ha'aser. So people were machbit to put their challahs on before Shabbos. Why does that help? Because now it's a basis l'davar ha'aser and mutter. And a basis l'davar ha'aser and mutter, you're allowed to move. Ah, but here's the problem. By the time the Friday night meal is over, if the challah is really good, then halfway through the Shabbos meal, the challah is gone. So the basis l'davar ha'aser and mutter, the davar ha'mutter is not around anymore. Oh, but there's soup now and there's chicken. Yeah, but that all came out later. That wasn't there when Shabbos began. So you lost the davar ha'mutter. Can you still move the table? Of course you can still move the table. Why? Because once it's a basis, a davar ha'aser ha'mutter, it retains that status throughout Shabbos. Just like if it was only a basis, a davar ha'aser, and the muksa item fell off, what would be the din? It retains its status as a basis, a davar ha'aser for the entire Shabbos. So too, if it's a basis, a davar ha'aser and mutter, and therefore it's allowed to be moved, so it retains that status for all of Shabbos. Okay, what are the conditions to be able to create a basis davar aser mutter? So they both certainly have to be there from the beginning of Shabbos. But what's the other condition that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch here? It needs to be more chashiv. The davar hamutter needs to be more chashiv, more valuable. Now, what does that mean? So the Mishnah Brura tells us in Lamed Gimel that this is something which is, first of all, subjective to the Baal HaBayis, and it's also something which is time-dependent. What do I mean by that? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa explains that we do not determine value in this case based on dollar value. And if you just think about it, that's already obvious from the case that we've said. What's the classic case of a basis l'davar ha'aser and mutter? The classic case is the Shabbos table with the candles and the challah. Let me ask you a question. What's more valuable? The silver candlesticks that are holding up the flame that you spend hundreds of dollars on, or the challahs? Now, you're going to tell your wife, oh, the challahs are more valuable, but the candlesticks are more valuable. So why does it create a basis l'davar ha'aser and mutter? Because, says Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the Mishnah Brura actually says it. Let's actually see it inside, because it's really classic. Flip much earlier to Reish Ayin Zayin, in the beginning of volume Gimel. Reish Ayin Zayin, and if you look at the Mishnah Brura in Yud Ches, Reish Ayin Zayin, and we're in the Mishnah Brura Yud Ches. Okay, he's talking here about Shabbos candles, and he says that if you put the Shabbos candles If you look upstairs in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Hinichu aleha midas." If you put the Shabbos candles on the table midas, asur lenara, then you're not allowed to move things anymore because it becomes a basis. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Ches, towards the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, right where there's a Tes Zayin sending you to the Shaar Tzion in the bottom, starts with the word v'im hayamunach. It's the first word in the line, at least in the standard printings, I believe. V'im hayamunach al hashochan ben hashmashos gam kikaros. This is it right here. If on the table you also have it ben hashmashos, your chalas, ushar dvarim shetzarach l'shabbos, and then, I don't know, maybe your chumas dip, you know, whatever else you need, maybe your napkins and your cups. Pshita tehem chashuvim yoser min haner. Tehainu min hashalheves haner odolekes. V'nasa basas legabayhu. U'kamosh shekasiv. Tehechid hu basas leheter u'lisser, heter chashuv yoser. Tehu bata legabay aheter, v'shari l'kuli amal inayar. The Mishnah Berurah implies that it's more valuable. The question is, why is it more valuable? So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says, it's because we look at utility in the present moment. Right now, the candles are lit. I don't really need to use the candles. They're there. But I need the challah. If I don't have challah, I don't have my lechem mishnah, I don't have my meal. And that makes the challah more valuable regarding this halacha than the candlesticks that are sitting there. The fact is that according to this Hagdara, basically any Dabar HaMutter is always going to be more valuable than the Dabar HaAsur, because just by dint of the fact that the Dabar HaMutter is Mutter and the Dabar HaAsur is Asur, I can't use the Dabar HaAsur. So in the moment, in the present moment, the Dabar HaMutter is always more valuable to me. So it's only Lafuke when the Dabar HaMutter is something that's really insignificant. Like if I have on my end table, I have my wallet, and I put down a green pea on the table, you know, a single, a peanut. So there, again, unless I'm like a big peanut fan, I have one peanut left and I'm saving it for Shabbos, so I put it down, I say, L'chovot Shabbos Kodesh. But in a regular situation, when there's just one little peanut sitting there, so that's what we're coming lafuke. That's when it's not considered a basis davar asur mutter. But in general, basis davar asur mutter, if it's a davar mutter and something you need on Shabbos, that is going to end up being more valuable regarding this halach. Okay, the other condition, so condition number one is that the davar mutter, I think the better way to say it, even though it's not the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, is that the davar mutter can't be insignificant. Right? He says it has to be more valuable. But as we see, more valuable is a little bit of a misnomer here. The better way, I think, to say it is that it can't be insignificant. The Dabar HaMutter. What's the other factor? The other factor, and we made reference to this when we spoke about the garbage cans, is that the Heter, the Dabar HaHeter, needs to be accessible. And what does that mean, it needs to be accessible? So the Or Sameach, source 17 on your source sheet, he asks the Kasha on the Gemara. If you remember what the classic case of a Bosis was, or the classic case, what the classic case is of a Bosis, it's the wine barrel that has a rock sitting on the top of it, on the lid on top. It's a barrel, and there's a lid on top, and there's a rock sitting on top. So now you can't move the wine barrel because it's a basis for the rock that you placed there. You put the rock there purposely, deliberately. Now asks the Or Sameach, why isn't the whole barrel a basis to davar asur and mutter? Why? Because it's holding up the rock. What's it also holding up? All the wine. It's also holding up all the wine. So when you look at the barrel is holding wine and it's holding a rock. So it's a basis davar asur mutter. Says the Or Sameach, you know why? Because you can't get to the wine without taking off the rock. So it's true that it is a basis for the wine. But since when you go in order of getting to the wine, you have to first get rid of the rock, it ultimately is looked at as a basis for the rock. As opposed to, he says, if there's a spigot on the side of the barrel to take out the wine, then the wine is equally accessible as the rock, and then the barrel would not be a basis of davar asur. It would be a basis of davar asur and mutter, and you'd be able to take things out. So I'll give you an example, a lemaisa example. If you have a toy chest, let's say, let's say no kids in the house anymore, and you have an old toy chest with all the toys, and there's a lid on top, and you put mukhs items on there because you don't use the toys on Shabbos, except like when the grandkids come to visit. So you put a printer on top of the toy chest. So now the toy chest is a bustle of davar aser. Sure enough, you get a knock Shabbos afternoon, and the grandkids have surprised you, and they all came over, and they all want the toys. Problem is, how are you going to get the toys out? You can't. Oh, but isn't it also holding toys? It is, but you can't get to the toys without moving the printer. So it's a bustle of davar aser, unless the toy chest has like a side door. If it has a lid on top, but it also has some type of access from the side, then that would be considered a bustle davar aser and mutter. Okay, a couple more applications of bustle davar aser and mutter. One is a refrigerator door. So now when you open your refrigerator door, it could be that your refrigerator door has in its storage there some things that are muksa, like perhaps medicines that are not really being used on Shabbos. You don't take them every day. Or flour. There might be raw flour that we said is muksa. You might have some raw, here in Israel, people like to keep a lot of their legumes and beans and things like that in the fridge. So if you have raw beans in the fridge, those are muksa. You can't eat those on Shabbos. So that's on your door. And in addition to that, you have your milk and other things on the door. So it's a bustle davar aser and mutter. Now, ideally, we said you're not really supposed to move a bustle davar aser and mutter. You should first get rid of the davar muksa. The Shmir Shabbos Kachas has a huge chiddush l'chumra, which I don't think most poskim hold of. I think even in the Orach HaShabbos, he says that, which is generally more machmir, generally, but he's often more machmir. The Orach HaShabbos says he doesn't think you have to be machmir for this. But, oh no, sorry, the Rav Shlomo Zalman's quoted in Shulchan Shlomo that was not machmir for this. But even though in Shmir Shabbos Kachas, he is. And that is, he says you should take all the muksa items off the door before Shabbos. That would be a very big chumrah, that you have to take all those things off before Shabbos. Again, I don't think that's the standard psak. The Orach HaShabbos discusses, what if all the items on the door are muksa? Then how can you open your fridge? Because then the door becomes a bus, it's only the davar aser. What if you only have on the fridge door muksa items? Again, it's not so practical, I imagine. But let's say, like the end of the week, there's not so much food left, and all you have on the door is a couple of items that are muksa. So are you able to open that door? So if you remember, we said that a door of, let's say, a house, if you happen to hang on the back of it something muksa, you can still open the door because it's insignificant in comparison to the functioning of the door. So this becomes a little bit of a debate about a refrigerator. The Orach HaShabbos is machmir regarding this issue because he says, yeah, but the door of the fridge, unlike the door of a house, is built for storage. You want to say that someone threw over your door a davar muksa, and you could still move the door because it's insignificant compared to the functioning of the door. I hear that. But to say that the fridge is insignificant, the fact that it's holding these muksa items, I mean, the fridge is built for storage. That's what it's there. Okay, just another example of a bustle davar aser mutter is, let's say you have a keychain that has your house keys on it and has your car keys on it. So your car key is muksa. So probably a klish malach de lisser, right? It's used for turning on a car. Maybe it's muksa machas chesrim kis, if it's a fancy key, I don't know. But it's muksa for sure. It's the key to your car. And you also have your house key on the key ring. So you're allowed to carry that key ring around on Shabbos. So the pashtus would be that this is a basis l'davar aser and mutter, and therefore you should be allowed to carry it off. Should you take off the car key before? Well, that gets into that discussion that we just had a second ago about should you take the items off of the fridge door before Shabbos? So again, I think most poskim say don't have to do that. But what you do have to realize is that when you're carrying the keys around, you have to carry it either from the ring or from the heter key. Meaning to hold the keys in your hand, that's moving the muksa in the regular way. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to move the car key around in your bare hands. You're allowed to carry the key ring around because the key ring is a basis for a davar mutter and aser. So that's something that, an interesting application of this halacha. Okay, we have a couple of minutes left. I want one last little section here, and that is, but a really fascinating discussion. And this will be our last main topic for the Zman, and that is the a very interesting caveat in creating a busus. Something only becomes a busus if you place the muksa item on the ikker part of the object. What do I mean by that? So the Gemara in Shabbos discusses a table of some sort, some type of kli, that has a drawer, a removable drawer. Right? There's a drawer built into it, but you can take the drawer out. Okay. Let's say you put in that drawer a muksa item. So the Gemara says that this removable drawer, since it's removable, it's looked at as its own independent kli, which means that you now have your end table, your night table, with a independent kli that's carrying muksa on or connected to your table. So that means that your table is now a basis l'davar aser. What does it make a difference if I put the wallet on top of the table or if I put it in the table? Lemaisa, I put a kli inside or on top of it. It's being held by this table. And we look at the table as a kli that has a sir on it. That's by a removable drawer. Okay. Now, seemingly, what this would also mean, and there's a little bit of a machlokas about this, but the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to read the Mishnah Berurah inside in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah says that so too, if you have a removable drawer and you have muks in there, so you put your wallet inside the drawer. So now the entire end table becomes a basis. But you put on top of the end table a davar mutter, you put your salad there, your salad bowl. So now it's a basal davar aser mutter, right? They're not both on top. One's inside and one's on top. The Orach HaShabbos, though, is machmir if you have the davar aser on top and the davar mutter inside. He thinks that what you put on top is more significant, and therefore it creates it into a davar, basal davar aser, even though there's a davar mutter inside. Why am I bringing up this machlokas? Because this can happen many times in a shul, where a shul has a pushka, a stucka box, on the bima, and that's its place in the corner of the bima, and they leave it there all week, Shabbos, it's always there on the bima. So if you think about it, the bima is now a basis of davar aser. Because when Shabbos comes in, you know, they're not reading from the Torah when Shabbos comes in. When Shabbos comes in, what's on the table? The stucka box. Now we have to start getting into, okay, but what, maybe there's also like a peroches, not a peroches, but some type of embroidery on top of the table. So maybe that makes it into a basal davar aser and mutter. Okay, we can start being done on that. But what a lot of bimas have inside them are shelves or drawers that have in them talesim and svarim, the gabbai's book. So if we assume that we look at the totality of the object, so then it seems like the bima would be a basis davar aser and mutter, because it has the pushka on it, but it also has the talisim inside it. So the Orach HaShabbos would be machmir about that, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel about that issue. Okay, so until, yeah, we've been talking about...
Wait, what's the issue? Because you're not moving the muksa, no? Not moving.
No, but if you want to move the bima.
If you want to move it.
So. You want to move the bima is a basis, right? If you want to move the bima. Okay, so what we talked about right now is a removable drawer. This is very fascinating. Listen to this. What if it's not a removable drawer? Again, a removable drawer is considered its own kli. So if the removable drawer has muksa in it, it's like having muksa on the table, and the table becomes a basis. But what if it's a built-in shelf? Meaning it's just like a cubicle underneath, like a shtender has. It's not an actual drawer that can be taken out. But there's a compartment in the table where you can stick things. But it's built into the table. So that's certainly not looked at as its own kli. It's built in. It's part and parcel of the table. So here's the big chiddush. Tosfos says that if you put a muksa item in there, the entire kli does not become a basis. Why not? Because that's not the ikker place where you put things in this object, in this item. Meaning, when you have a table, the ikker place to put things on the table is on top of the table. If there happens to be a little compartment underneath, I know it was built there for putting things there, but that's not the main usage of the table. The main usage of the table is the top of the table. And therefore, if you have a table, and inside the built-in compartment, the built-in shelf, there's a davar muksa, the table does not become a bosis. Now, let me tell you one or two very fascinating applications of that halacha. Number one is a stroller. If you have a baby stroller, the ikker usage of the baby stroller is clearly the seat where the baby sits. Now, underneath the stroller, they often have like a little netted area, mesh area where people stick, you know, stick a bottle down there or stick some wipes, you know, wipes or diapers down there. So it's explicit in Chut Shani of Rav Nissim Karelitz. He writes that if you have a Dvar Muksa that you put in that shelf in the bottom of the stroller deliberately before Shabbos, the stroller does not become a Bosses of Dvar Aser. Even though there's a wallet down there, because that's not the ikker place that you use the stroller. If you put the wallet in the main part of the stroller with intent that it should stay there all Shabbos, then the stroller is a Bosses of Dvar Aser. You can't use the stroller. But if you put it inside, underneath, then it doesn't create it into a bus, it's a davar aser. Now the Ramah, we're going to end with reading this Ramah in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah in Shin Yud Zion. So he writes, it's the same thing with pockets of pants. If you put into your pants pocket money or your wallet with the intent to leave it there all Shabbos, and then you decide on Shabbos that you want to wear those pants. So you have a little bit of a problem because your pants are a bosses l'davar aser. So the Ramah writes that no, since that's not the ikker usage of the pants. If you have the pants sitting down and you put on top of the main part of the pants, your wallet, so then your pants become a bosses. But if you stick it in the pocket is tafel, it's a small, insignificant part of the pants, so the pants do not become a bosses davar aser. Now it's very interesting. The achronim start being mechalic between pockets. They start saying, you know, pant pockets like on the side of pants. So that's really built into the pant. That's like the built-in shelf. But a shirt pocket, for instance, is really just a piece of material that they stuck on and then sewed on three sides. It's not really part of the beged. So maybe that's looked at as more of its own independent thing, as opposed to a pocket in the side of your pants, where it's literally, it's not just stuck on, you know, maybe like a back pocket of like jeans, as opposed to a side pocket. So it's an interesting chiluk that the Achronim make. But Lemaisa, this is what the Ramah writes. The Ramah writes that something that you put in your pocket does not turn the pants into a bosses. He still says you shouldn't wear the pants with the wallet in them. You should shake them out. That's what we always say. It's better not to walk around with it, especially if you're going to be in an area where there's not an Eruv. So you don't walk around, you have to make sure you're not doing that. But he says that if you're walking on Shabbos and you find that you realize that you have money or a wallet in your pocket, so what's the din? So the Ramah writes, Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, so he says that you can continue walking, even if it was there before Shabbos, even if you put it there purposely. First of all, it's not a bosses. And second of all, you're not carrying it directly. It's Tzoltel Min Atzad. It's the Tzorech Davar Amutter. You want the pants on, and you want to keep walking with the pants. So you're able to keep walking. He says maybe it's considered a Shinoi. If it's not a Shinoi, at least it's going to be Tzoltel Min Atzad. So I just want to read one last Mishnah Berurah, and we'll end with this Mishnah Berurah, and this is in Shin Yud, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. Because here he talks about a bunch of the things we just spoke about. Let's read this Mishnah Berurah inside, and we will, Emir Tzashem, we will end with this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so we're going on Lamed Aleph upstairs. Let's just read what the Ramah says. So the Ramah says, Aval, im shochach mos, mutter letatel abegin. If you forgot money in the pocket, delomridan de kol abegin nasis bosses lamos, hoel v'ein hamos al ikar abegin, since they're not on the ikar abegin. Now he says here, if you forgot it, we know that if you forgot it, doesn't become a bosses anyway. It has to be placed deliberately, but we're not going to get into that right now. So the Ramah says, Hoel v'ein amos al ikar abeged. Aval, ein l'lov sho b'shabbos, t'chayishin on shema yetzebo. But you still shouldn't wear it on Shabbos because we're concerned you might walk without an Erev. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, where he says, ein amos al ikar abeged. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Amazing Mishnah Berurah. Kosev ha-magin Avram. Dafka kishepeh ha-kis tafer la beged. Az amrinan du bata legabe a beged. This is specifically where the pocket is connected to the pants. V'chein, kishiyesh mos toch teva shebeshulchan. So too, if you have money inside of a table or a shelf or a drawer in the shulchan, the osu b'inyan sheyafshar lohotzio legamrei min hashulchan. And it's in a way where you can't remove the shelf. So then again, it's batel to the full shulchan because it's in such a tough old area. The alkein is batel the ikra shulchan, and it doesn't create a basis. Aval kishikis molei mos kosher lebeged. But if it's not sitting in the pocket, but somebody tied a separate kli, there was a bag full of money, a money pouch, and somebody tied it to your pants. You know, let's say he connected it with a chain to your belt loop. So then it's a kli bifnei atzmo, the eno batel legabe abeged. So there's a difference. If it's in your pocket, it's batel, because that's not the main part of the beged. But if it's tied to the beged, so then it is the beged becomes a basis of davar aser. V'chein teva, and so too with a drawer. Im yecholim lohotzio legamrei min hashulchan, if it could be completely detached from the table, it's also going to be a problem. V'im kein kol echad v'echad kli b'fnei atzmo, the loan is batel legabe hashulchan. Each one's looked at as its own independent kli, and it's not batel to the shulchan. U'memeila aser letatel abeged v'hashulchan, and it becomes usher to move the beged or the table. Sharehe nasim basis lamos. They became a basis for the money. Obviously, kishaniach esamos bum be'erev Shabbos. When you put them there on Erev Shabbos, aldas, with deliberate intention, shiesh shom b'Shabbos. One more line. Imlo, unless, munach ala shulchan, davar heter shechashav yoter. Unless you have a davar heter there, because then it becomes a basis davar aser v'amuter, and it's allowed to be moved.